This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Now, later in the show, Jim, we've got Jude Munro from Pride Centre Victoria coming
in. Yes, the Victorian Pride Centre, very exciting.
They've got a really exciting initiative happening at the moment. I got my email today because I'm a member of the Pride Centre.
Go you.
You know, because I get anything gay and I just want to be
You're all over. And the Pride Centre is actually awesome.
Yeah, of course, 100%. Cannot wait to get this off the ground. Now, they're doing Name That Crane.
Name the Crane?
Name
the
Crane.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're naming the crane that's going to help build our LGBTI plus centre for the future.
So the counterweight on the crane has this large area there. So they're going to print a name up there and they're asking the public for suggestions on what they should name the crane. And I would love to ask our listeners.
Oh, have you got an idea of what you'd like to name the crane?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be Craney McCrane Face, doesn't it?
Oh my God. I mean, is that not too many words?
I reckon there's enough room on a crane to put Craney McCrane
Face. I'm sure you could find it. But, and you know what? I reckon then, why don't we ask the listeners? Why don't we ask the listeners?
I would love to,
All right.
What do you guys think?
Because I've got no idea yet. I'm going to have to think of one. I'm going to have one ready for when Jude comes in. Have you got a name that you would like to name the crane of the Victorian Pride Centre?
Then we can present them to her live here in the studio. So SMS us on 0427 joy949 or you can email on air at joy.org.au.
Hit us up. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. I could never talk that fast, Dean.
I reckon I could do it, Robbie. I've got no problem with it. I think I can do it completely fine. It's all great.
That doesn't surprise me at all. We've been talking about, now the Pride Centre Victoria have Name the Crane at the moment.
You can name the crane of the Victorian Pride Centre that is helping to build our LGBTIQA+ future.
Yes, and we have already had a message in because we asked you, the listeners, to help us here with your ideas.
Yeah, Robbie said Craney McCrane Face.
Which is, of course, off the back of a few years ago now. They ran an online competition to name a boat in the UK.
Oh, that's right. It was Bodie McBoat.
The winner was Bodie McBoatface, and they had to, unfortunately, null that one. But I just think it's the funniest thing ever. Now, Simon's written in. Thank you, Simon. And he said, how about Hill's Hoist?
Oh, my God. I like that one.
That's good. Clever.
I'm still coming up with mine. I've got an idea that I'm going to, on the next break, I'm going to do a bit of Google research. I've got a bit of history. I'm very excited.
Yours has got a lot of work involved.
Yeah. Oh, you know me. I'm like, you know, I just get right in there. But I can't help myself. But if you've got an idea for the naming of the crane, what you'd like to name the weight on the crane for the Victorian Pride Centre, why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427 joy949 or on air at joy.org.au to keep us in the know. We also got another message in that someone messaged in during the interview with Matt Shepherd, the Melbourne Rubber Man, about the competition. And they asked, why is it about physicality? Why can it not be about physicality anymore? And it's not actually about physicality. I think when we were making that joke about the swimsuit competition, that may have come across a bit confusing. But any of these competitions are not based about how you look, and it's all about who you are. And the best way to find that out is, why not come along to any of the events that are a part of Melbourne Rubber Week and Slick that's happening, or on Friday night to the competition at the Laird. There's four guys, all very different. I believe one of them identifies as non-binary, entering the competition, and it would be absolutely great to come and see that the competition is about who they are and how their fetish helps them be something stronger, not how they look.
Yeah, and I can attest to that. I competed in Mr. Vic Bears a few years ago, and these competitions, I think it is great that we have kind of moved to a point where they are celebrating different body types and celebrating more about what you do for the community and more about you know how you want to give back.
Well, the Mr. Australasia Bear competition, all of them were thin, I would say, four bears.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like they were all, yeah, and I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
But I think that's what, you're right, it's great.
Being a bear is in your heart.
It's the title is about who you are and what it means to you.
Yeah.
And it's great that we can see that kind of diversity represented in our communities. But if you want to let us know what you would name the crane for the Victorian Pride Centre, hit us up on 0427 joy949 or on at joy.org.au. And coming up, we are phoning Canberra. It's time to start talking religious freedom, people. On Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. Very excited for that. Speaking of the crane, There seems to be an initiative that was announced last Friday, but it's also on the Pride Centre website, where you can name the counterweight of the crane.
Yeah, so name the crane. There's a counterweight, which is what holds the whole show up. going to be naming the counterweight, so there'll actually be a name written on the counterweight. How exciting.
So we've been asking a couple of our listeners if they've got any suggestions, haven't we, Robin?
We certainly have, and we've been getting some great ones in. So what do you reckon about these, Jude? Now, Simon wrote in earlier and he said, what about Hill's Hoist?
Wow.
A bit of a flashback.
I mean, that's
to Australian
so retro
culture.
That's so retro, isn't it?
Now, David wrote in, David's written in a few. David wrote in Craney Minogue, which I like a lot.
I reckon if their name's going to be on the crane, they've got to put some money towards the Pride Centre.
I think a million sounds good.
Yeah.
It's only fair. Yeah. It's only
they'd
fair.
They'd have the odd dollar.
Surely they'd have a couple
back of the couch. Financial year. It's a new financial year now. I'm sure they've got a
four. She just set a world record.
I went to this Kylie Minogue dress.
At the Art Centre, the exhibition.
Yeah, and also at Geelong Gallery. I saw it at the Geelong Gallery. Now, I think just even one of her dresses would be worth $1 million.
Maybe
really.
She could raffle those off for for a little bit
I
of charity.
I know a few homosexuals would get in for that.
Are there any other names that came up?
There certainly is. David's also written in and said, Cranebow. Like
rainbow.
How cool is that?
I can see a crane bow. See a crane bow.
And that's got real possibilities, that one.
Then we probably should finish with that one because I reckon his last one is not as good. And I can say that because I'm married to him. But thank you, David. His last one is Macacrania, like Macarena.
I thought he was trying to do a mascara thing, but I obviously didn't read the email well. Now, I've been trying to figure out about the Pride Centre, what I could name the crane, and it's doing my head in, so I'm going to need some listener help. I was trying to remember the name of the cafe that the lesbian actress Bunny Brooke in the 70s and 80s had in Melbourne, which everyone knew was a great queer space to hang out and come and be and socialise. But I can't remember the name of it, and I've been Google searching ever since it popped into my head. So if you know, let us know. You know what? We've also gotten another message in. This is from Andy from Carolyn Springs with two suggestions.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Andy has suggested
driving
Natalie
home
Batson's
and keeping
weight.
You sane for your hump day.
Very clever.
Or Daryl Gray.
Oh, no, that is very, very clever.
No, love it. It's a very exciting thing to get a part of. Do head to that website for all of the updates about the Pride Centre.
And there's so much information. It really is going to be a huge home to so many parts of our communities and for so many people.
Pridecentre.org.au.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's only fine. Thank you so much for joining us, Jude, and all the best.
We really appreciate
with the
you
build.
Coming in.
My pleasure.
And we can't wait to get more updates, but if you want them, join that mailing list for Victorian Pride Centre. What about Wait No Longer? And that's from Ange.
Oh, that's a good one.
Very cute. I like them a lot. You can let us know. Hit us up on 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au about what you would name the Pride Centre crane. You know what? People are really getting into this weighing part of the counterweight of
I know.
Because we've just got another person message in saying, what about Wade with Pride?
I love it. I'm not so sure that it's going to be very obvious that it's the weight. It's more just the name of the crane.
It's still really great. So as we were saying, the Victorian Pride Centre have an initiative at the moment where you can name the crane, and it'll actually be painted on the side of the crane that's going to be a part of building a big part of our LGBTIQA+ culture here in Melbourne, the Victorian Pride Centre. But we want to hear your suggestions. Hit us up on 0427-JOY949 or on joy.org.au to let us know what you would name the crane. Thank you for coming in. But before you leave, Sanjeev, have you got a name for the Pride Centre crane? Well, that's what I want to know.
Oh, gosh, you put me on the spot there.
It wasn't my plan. So we've been asking our listeners, and some of the ones we've gotten are Name the Crane Hook and Sling, and that's from Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Right.
Another one was How About The Wait Is Over, which I think is pretty cool. That's a good one from John. And then there's the Homo Erectus by Fiona in Reservoir.
The Homo Erectus, I like it a lot. That's a That'll good turn one. Heads.
And then I love it. Hey guys, what about Fraser Crane? And that's from Scott in Flemington. I'm still waiting for people to help me with the name of Bunny Brooks Cafe, which was a secret queer hookout here in Melbourne all those years ago. The amazing actress Bunny Brook, and I think that would be a great name and something that is not just a laugh, but stamps within our history, like the Pride Centre will. So have you got off the top of your head, Sanjeev?
Oh, I'll have to come back to you on that
one. All right,
you can have mine, Sanjeev, which is Craney McCrane Face.
Ooh, very nice.
You can submit that on my behalf.
What would you name the Pride Centre Crane? Why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on airatjoy.org.au. It'll be there for everyone to see, and we've gotten some corkers in.
We have, and one of them was Cranebow, which my husband actually sent in, and he's just messaged me to let me know that he's officially submitted that one to Pride Centre.
I can see a Cranebow.
I think it's great.
I think it's a good one. I liked Fraser Crane. I liked Natalie Baffink's Weight. Because I think it's the first time I've been able to say the name. Fiona from Reservoir said Homo Erectus.
That's one of my favourites.
I love it all. It's a whole lot of fun. So why don't you let us know what name you would name the Victoria Pride Centre Crane. Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. Or if you've already put in your application on the Pride Centre website, why don't you just tell us what you did?
Yes, please, do. You are listening to Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Now, Gary, we couldn't remember what you had named the crane because neither of us were listening. But
thanks for your attention.
Name? What was your name for the crane?
The Rainbow Lifter.
Oh, see, that's called the Rainbow Lifter.
Cute. No, I like that.
I like that. We also got another message in from Andrew suggesting that it be named Pokies. After a very iconic venue.
Yes.
And I was putting out to listeners saying, what would you call it? I was trying to remember the name of Bunny Brook's iconic cafe that was an amazing queer hangout here in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And someone messaged in, thank you so much, saying the name of the cafe was Prompt Corner.
Oh,
and I'm suggesting we call it Prompt Corner.
That's nice.
Yeah. Hey. Bit of culture, bit of history.
Bit of history.
There it is. I guess we should find out what's happening with the traffic and trains and see if that cultural history's changed beep, at all. But we have been having a great talking point on the show today for the entire show because Pride Centre Victoria, the Victorian Pride Centre, have been asking us to name the crane of the Victorian Pride Centre and the name's going to be put on it. And Robbie said... what did you say? Craney McCrane Face. We got some great messages in. There was The Hills Hoist by Simon. Craney Minogue, I loved. Then we had Cranebow, like Rainbow. And that was from Dave, who actually said they entered into the competition on the Pride Centre website. Macca Craner. We also had Daryl Braith Waite, because it's the counterweight of the crane. Natalie Baffink Swaite. Wait no longer. Everyone got into the wait. Wade with Pride. I love that. The Hook and Sling, which I thought was cute. The Wait is Over was fantastic.
This is one of my favourites.
Homo Erectus was a good one by Fiona. What about Fraser? Fraser Crane, hilarious. Prompt Corner was my suggestion, thanks to a listener listening in, which was the name of a queer cafe run by Bunny Brook here in Melbourne, and I thought that was cute. Another one was, what about, this was messaged in by Simo from the Paris end of East St. Kilda, saying, what about naming the crane Marilyn, as in Munro, in honour of Jude Munro, who came in, which I thought was lovely.
Who's the chair of the Victorian Pride Centre,
was,
of course.
How about Pridezilla for the name of the crane?
Oh, I like Pridezilla. That's a good one.
That's a great one. Now, everyone, we've loved you all messaging. That one was from Trish, by the way. Great one, Trish. We've loved you all messaging this in. But you know what? If you want to have your name to go into the draw with the Pride Centre, just go to the Pride Centre's website.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
Which is pridecentre.org.au, and you can submit your name for the crane that will be, of course, flying high above Fitzroy Street.
The suggestions are going to be closing on the 18th of July. And so far, we've had a gaggle of great ones. So I'm like, everyone, do it. It's going to be a huge part of our history and culture, and I'm all for it.
Dean, it's time for us to go. The end of the fun and frivolity of Mad Wednesdays for another week. But, of course, stay with us because the hits are coming up straight after this.
And more sporting talk as well.
With Chicks Calling, Talking Footy.
Well, no. There's another sporting show while they're taking a break.
Oh, sure.
That's why I didn't say the name of the show.
We should have talked about that off air.
Anyway, you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we can't wait to be back to drive you home next week.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.